Iraq's oil, the revenues, and its future development is one of the big issues of contention in the draft constitution on which Iraqis will vote on October 15th. According to the draft, regions which produce oil, the largely Kurdish north and the predominantly Shiite south, will have a much greater say in the distribution of the country's wealth. Some living in Baghdad and the oil-poor center of the country fear they will lose out. And Piers Angeros has this report.
As far as oil goes, the constitution is a response to old wrongs. In the past, the oil regions of Iraq got little from their underground wealth, with the bulk of the revenues enriching Saddam's regime. But the vague language of the new constitution still leaves much in the air. Radwan al-Saadi, a senior official at the oil ministry, foresees lengthy political battles and legal wrangling the country can ill afford.
The developed field, it is the responsibility of the central government. The new fields to be developed, be it oil and gas, has to be agreed upon between the central government and the state government. This is an area where it can be troublesome in the future, the least to say.
In the past 2.5 years, Iraq has had 3 interim governments, none of which has had the power to authorize contracts for new fields and refineries. Like it or not, al-Saadi says it's imperative a new constitution be in place so a permanent government can solve these problems.
We can't see the petroleum law or the rules and regulations of the international investment or international participation, be it in crude oil production or to increase the refining capacity.
The White House and other supporters of the 2003 war had anticipated an increase in Iraq's oil production. So far, capacity has not even reached its pre-war levels. Export of crude from the north to Turkey is regularly disrupted by attacks. Because of continued electricity shortages, refineries are frequently shut down. Iraqis are forced to use generators which eat up gasoline, increasing demand. Prices at the pump are political dynamite and remain low, much lower than in neighboring countries, so precious refined oil is smuggled out of the country. Iraq is now importing gas.
It's a burden on the economy. It's the worst thing that can happen to Iraq.
And even with imports and recent alternate day driving rules, there's still a shortage of gas, as well as fuel for heating and cooking. Taxi driver Abu Noor says he's been waiting for gas for hours, and there won't be enough hours left in the day before curfew for him to make a living. Because of the rules, he won't be able to take his car out on the road for another day. The government has just added heating and cooking fuel to the Iraqis' monthly ration basket to ease the pain. Ali Mohammed Qadim says the coupons for kerosene work today, but he's not sure there will be any heating fuel tomorrow. And he says no one will accept coupons for propane, demanding instead exorbitant sums the poor can't afford. Qadim has a shop that provides food rations. As he weighs out rice, he complains the government is 3 months behind. Dependent on oil revenues for its budget, the government has cut out essentials like flour, sugar, and wheat. And this at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Even under Saddam, Iraqis say they receive more, not less, so they could break their daily fast with a decent meal. Whatever its shortcomings, Qadim says he's going to vote for the Constitution in the hope that somehow this document will bring stability. But oil official Radwan al-Saadi warns it will still be years before oil output increases significantly. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.